So this is what you think the fans of the series are going to be excited about. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, yeah. Who doesn't want to do that?
What clearly is that we're now looking at a level that's kind of, it's more action movie. I think what we saw before felt a little bit more towards the sort of realism of combat in a particular era. I mean, are you trying to kind of get a balance between the two in the game?
Yeah, everything. Really. Variety, pacing, cinematic elements, all that. Those are all key areas that we focus on, make our design decisions.
It's definitely very, very impressive. Now, I mean, did you guys do research on potential operations that may have been happening during the Reagan and Nixon era?
We did extensive research throughout the era. We talked to the veterans, and you know, I couldn't tell you if these missions really occurred or not. But what I can tell you is that they're inspired by.
Yes, well, that's
you know.
So you can talk to the veterans about like what types of missions maybe that they went on, and then you're be able to render that actually in the game.
Absolutely.
And it is an interesting era that I think gives you a lot of variety and stuff to play with.
Exactly. It totally opened up, burst of creativity inside the studio. All these black operations, and we learned about them, the locales, the weaponry. So, you know, the crossbow here, you had the AUG. We got the shotgun, the smash shotgun.
Let's get one more kill in.
And...
boom.
And the most important question, when are we going to get to play?
G1 is approaching the objective.
You're going to get to play on November 9th.
November 9th.
Cannot wait. I want to see more of this, so you are more than welcome to visit us on the X-Play stage. Yes, Treyarch, you've done it.